I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. I know you guys have missed me. I haven't been on air in about a fucking week. First and foremost, I have to apologize to my fans and tell you why I didn't come on Tuesday. The playoffs started, the finals. I can't fucking compete with the first game of the NBA Finals. And I'm glad I watched it because I got to see OKC win or whatever. Then Friday, I ain't even going to front. I couldn't do the show. I was in pain because Wednesday morning, I went to Hanging Rock to do a photo shoot at a waterfall. And as I was stepping down from the waterfall, I slipped and I fell and I dislocated my shoulder. So I couldn't do the show then. I was in pain. And, you know, those of you that are on stick cam, this is what I'm supposed to be having on my arm, a sling, and it's supposed to be stuck to my fucking body. I can't do my show and type and tweet and all that. So after the show, I'll go back to that. So I'm going to bring on my co-host, Dahlia, so we can catch up and find out about her trip. And then y'all can find out about my freaky escapade Saturday. All I'm going to say is I got me some raw protein. I haven't had that in a while. So here we go. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, boo.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Girl, I am miserable as fuck. Like, my arm hurt so bad, and I still go to work and everything like that, and I'm just like, man, it's just, I'm miserable. I never knew how, I never knew being on the injured reserve list could get you so much dick offers and so much sympathy.
You stupid.
I didn't, like, everybody wants to take care of me. Everybody wants to give me some dick. Everybody wants to just pamper me. And the fucked up part about it is I don't want to be bothered with none of them motherfuckers.
Oh, shit. Let me go slip and fall on a rock, man.
No. Please, let's not pretend you did. Like, no, you don't want to fall on the rock. The rock ain't nothing to play with. Yeah. I'm not talking about the fucking wrestler either. Oh, shit. I hit the mute button, but 832-816, you're live with Chuck, Mommy, and Dahlia. Okay, I guess.
832.
Yes, we're going 832-816, you're live. Okay, well, they go back on mute. Shit. Okay. Now,
somebody from Houston.
Yeah, that might be some of your folks.
Maybe it's their first time tuning in.
You know, it's okay. We tend to make a lot of people nervous and whatnot. Tonight's topic is going to be rough sex. And the reason why is because I have a few friends on BBM, right? And they are into freaky sex. And one, I had started a group. And this one chick was telling me about how she wanted, you know, she was messing with this guy. And she wanted him to choke her out. And when he was choking her, it actually felt good.
Yeah.
So I'm like... And she was like, you know, she almost passed out, whatchamacallit. And I was like, damn. And how it made her wet and all this other shit like that. So I'm thinking like, damn, maybe I need to try. Because you know how like when a dude is hitting it from the back and he slaps your ass and makes
yes.
it wetter and it turns you on.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd be like, pull my hair and stuff like that. And for me, I'm like, shit, bite the hell out of my nipple.
See, me personally, I'm not a huge titty person. Like, as far as, you know, like if he wants to suck on my titties or whatever else, that's cool. But it's not, like, big to me. You know what I mean? Like, I love getting choked. Like, that to me is... I love it. I definitely think you should try it because, I don't know, I guess it's because it's dangerous, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, I guess it's just the thrill of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the adrenaline rush or something like that. I have tried it, and it's just like, I don't know, like, it kind of puts you in mind, like, when you argue with somebody and you have that makeup sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's to the point where y'all are in a heated argument and he might yoke your ass up and then all of a sudden you get like real moist down there and you keep pissing him off even more and you tell him some old foul shit and he might even slap you, but then you want the dick even more.
Ah, hell no. See, you done went a little too far. That nigga would have been shot by then. I mean, like for me, It's with certain people. Like, any of the people I've been with before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't know you, you can't touch my neck. You cannot put your hands on my neck. You cannot touch my face. Like, I just don't like people touching me if I don't know them, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know, that's just how I am, but, like, the guy I'm with now, you know, he's such a humble and quiet person, so to see him get aggressive, it really turns me on. It's really sexy to me. Yeah. Now, like, aggressive guys that I've been with in the past, I don't like them to show that aggressive side because I see that all the time. I like them to, you know what I'm saying, show me a softer side, and that turns me on. So it all depends on that person's personality and, you know, to determine what I would like them to do during sex, if that makes sense.
Man, I'm trying to get to that point, nigga. Punch me in my eye and dig me down.
You can punch me in my eye if you want to, but that ass going to be leaving my house in the body bag.
I'm just playing about that part. But
no, we know you freaky. It's all good.
I just had this one friend out of New York, and, like, she roused me up. We just have these crazy conversations on BBM. I love her to death, and I'm like, yo, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find her a dude that is rough and everything like that, and like get them ready for like for real. It's like she is like, man, I know I'm wild, but she's wild on a different level, and it's good. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Cause catch me. Like, when you're wild, not even, like, wild, but when you're, like, aggressive in bed, a lot of men can't deal with that because they feel like that's their role or whatever. And, you know, for me, it's like, I don't want no punk-ass nigga. Like, you thugged out, and then we get in the bedroom, and I'm like, yo, nigga, put your back into it. Like, what you mean?
Right.
You ain't fucking me right. Then you get all sensitive and shit like that, and you turn it you turn into a bitch, like
that Michael Jackson sex.
If that's the case, roll over. Let me pull out my toy and
give aw, me shit, this.
Roll over. Let me give you what you need. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like this. Men, this is your fucking job. In the bedroom, you're supposed to put it down. Really.
Yeah.
When you thoroughly fuck a female, there should not be any room for her to tell you what the fuck she wants you to do to her. You should jump out. Once she gives you head, because head is mandatory, once she jumps out the gate, gives you head, then you're supposed to take over, fuck that bitch till she can't even remember her name or till she pass out.
And exactly.
If you're doing that, then something wrong.
Or make her speak in languages she didn't even fucking know. Like,
yes. Yes, that's what you need to do. It's like, you know, take it easy and stuff like that. Trick the bitch. I like you going to make love to her and, you know, she all relaxed. And then out of the blue, beat the pussy up. Beat that shit out the frame. Make that shit. Make her choke from inside. Beat up some good.
Girl.
Worst case scenario, roll that hoe over, push her head into the pillow, and just backshot the hell out of her. Like, pull her arms back and just like bang, bang, bang.
Right. Like, you know what I was thinking about the other day? I was thinking about, like, how I feel sorry for the women who get pregnant by men who don't have good sex. Like, thinking about how much a woman takes during pregnancy and then it not being worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went through hell with my pregnancy, but all I could think to myself was, it was some good-ass dick, so I'm going to take it. But imagine them being with some bad dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, and having it not even be worth it?
I can't imagine. I'm glad I'm spayed, neutered, fixed, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Because if I got pregnant by a motherfucker that had some sorry dick, that motherfucker going to hate me for 9 months. Because for 9 months, I'm going to get her motherfucking hell. And at the end of the pregnancy, once I pop that little fucker out, guess what? That bitch going to be a full-time daddy. I will that motherfucker every 2 weeks. That's what you get for having sorry dick.
You know what? I'm not fooling with you.
And then, I'm sorry. If you have sorry dick, you're not even going to get the finish. I'm sorry. That's just a red flag. I'm going to stop you dead in the middle of the struggle like, yo, like, you got a different stroke game, because this one ain't working. This shit is whack. Like,
do you have a stunt double, or?
Yeah. Do you have a brother? How about your daddy?
Girl.
I mean, we all fuck somebody daddy. You know, it ain't back in the day, you were like, your friend daddy, oh. Everybody, like, every guy that you fuck, you know, there are a few that don't have no kids, but we are some daddy fuckers. Just like men get upset when you call them a motherfucker. But, I mean, I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, but, nigga, you are a motherfucker. You fuck mothers. If you fucking me, you fucking a mother and a grandmother. I don't want to hear that. It's like, you know, men are quick to get in their feelings, and you know me. Fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings. Fuck everything that ain't on point about you. And I'm just like, You know what I mean? So, it's like, we got, like, so much shit to catch up on.
I know.
We missed, we didn't get a chance to talk about the little Chris Brown incident. I'm so tired of hearing about that. Him, Drake, Meek Mill.
Yeah, I could really give two fucks about that. I'm not fucking either one of them, so I really could care fucking less.
I will say this. If you have to throw a bottle, that means you have no hands, and that's a bitch-ass move. And
you said if you what?
Nigga, don't throw no fucking bottle. Go throw some hands. Meek Mills, you're from Philly. Niggas from up top shoot the ones. I don't know anybody that throws bottles unless you're just a faggot.
Apparently
ass
that nigga.
So it's like, you know, I need you to be better. But then again, that could be they Maybach Music Group shit. I ain't never seen no Rick Ross to be a fighter.
Lord.
He is an FF. And you know what FF is, right?
A fat fuck?
A fat fucker. Yes, fat fucker. Yes, I said it. Matt, I need to get some Maybach Music Group artists back on the show so we can talk about the founder of MMG, Maybach Music Group, whatever the fuck that shit is. I don't really care. But, yeah, I want them to be on there. So if it seems like I'm distracted, I'm doing the show and I'm watching the game because I have $50 on the series and I can't afford from Miami to win. You know what I'm saying? That shit irks the fuck out of me. So,
girl,
I got to play this song since we're talking about violence and sex and stuff like this. This is a remix. Because once I heard the remix and it's been out for a while, this is my shit. I'm not even going to play the original no more. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
This is Beat It Up, J Valentine featuring Chris Brown and Pleasure P. So, here we go.
Ladies, this is song from Miami to the Bay. Ladies, this is song. I'm calling out all the girls in the club tonight, yeah. Put your hands in there if you're gonna let her play a card.
I'll be the beat it up. I'll be the beat it up. Yeah. I'll be the beat it up. Yeah. I'll be the beat it up. Say, baby, I really wanna drive you crazy tonight. Oh, mama, wanna see the toes way up in the sky. Turn around, let me see you from the back. I know you like it when I eat it like that. From the bottom to the top, wanna see that waterfall drop, 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 drop. Girl, I know you're gonna tell your friends. That's why I gotta beat it up like this. Turning your mouth like this. Now do you wanna know if I can give it to you? Don't be afraid to let me
with your mind. You know what I'm talking about. In the bedroom or the couch, I'm out here screaming out. So baby, gonna take that thing to the house like a football game. And
see you back like a daddy.
All they gonna see is my name.
Like,
memorial memories that stand out that will make me vlog? No.
yeah. Well, there's always next year.
What? What you mean there's always next year?
There's always a next year for another fucking Memorial Day.
Nah, my Memorial Day gonna be July 10th through the 15th. every day gonna be Memorial Day. Matter of fact, let's see who this 904, this Duval County number calling in. 904-371, you're riding the wave with two of the baddest bitches on the internet. What can we do for you?
Hey.
You know who this is. This is your king of the freestyle hollow. Now, what's going on with here tonight with all this goddamn everybody getting in and shit, not being a celibate warrior? Ain't this a bitch? This shit sucks.
It's like, I haven't been getting it in because I'm on the injured reserve. And I mean, it's
I could have a broke rib and motherfucking and no use of my arms and still be able to get it in. As long as that pelvis bone is able to thrust, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's got
to. See, that's what I'm talking about. Find you a bitch that know how to ride a dick and you're good.
Yes, please. Don't excite me. Don't excite me. I haven't found one that can ride a stick, especially my stick, in goddamn 3 years. Every time they get on top.
Oh, fuck.
They always tell me, Nah, you ain't finna tear me up. The fuck I'm supposed to do then, Shotta? I'm gonna just put you on your back, thrust for a little bit, you know, hit you from the side and go to bed. Nah, Shotta, get on top of this stick shit. You gotta go, baby. You gotta go, baby. Don't think I'm bashing them shit like that. You gotta go.
You keep talking about this 9 and 3. We need to see it.
Shotta, I already told you where I'm at. You got my phone number. This is injured reserve. You know what it is.
You know what?
Ain't
you ain't about to come on my show and be calling me out. I will fight your ass.
Hey, nigga, look, check now. I'm 6'1", 210 pounds.
And,
so you can call me out.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Exactly.
Hey, I don't fall. I just fall in. You feel what I'm talking about? You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not fooling with you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, look here. Last time I hit a girl from the bike, she went to the hospital and said stitches. I say no, sir. I say no, sir. I say no, sir.
Man, y'all are sick. Y'all have issues.
I ain't got no issues. Well, I'm going to tell you this one thing. Stop running your mouth and come on down here in Duval. You know what I'm saying? Until then, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you rap all you want to on the radio. I ain't never been too much of a talker.
Okay, you know what? I'm not fucking with you tonight. How about that? How about that?
You don't put me on the pussy reserve list. God damn. What the fuck? Don't worry about I'm injured myself, too, because actually I kind of fucked up myself a little bit, so I'm out for a little bit, too, my damn self.
What, jacking your dick? You hurt yourself?
No, I'm a club promoter. I got into a fight.
Who whooped your ass?
Everybody whooped my ass. He in the hospital. I'm all right.
Well, until we can hear his side of the story, it's one side.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that's how you going to jump on me. All right.
Why are you putting your hands on other people's children?
Because God gave me two hands to do it. I mean, that's kind
of what did they do to you to get you out of pocket? To use violence.
First of all, I'm a very respectful person. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. I'm respectful. What happened was that, you know what I'm saying, he kept calling me all sorts of pussy niggas and shit, and I was just like, bro, I can't let you in the club like that, you know what I'm saying, whatever, because of last week, you know what I'm saying, we ain't making no money. You know what I'm saying? It's a new club. We need money. Well, this, that, blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Either way, you know what I'm saying, we got to make our cash. And shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you old pie ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Your mama didn't raise you that way. Hold up, what you said?
Oh!
What you said about my mama? Say it again, sissy.
Exactly. Wow.
Say it again, sissy. Your mama didn't. I punched him right there in his jaw. They say when I hit him, the impact shattered his shit in three places. I wasn't bullshitting. Don't talk about my mama. You don't know me like that, homie.
Oh, wow.
You
know
that's fucking. We all learned that, what, kindergarten? You don't fucking talk about nobody's mama. That's kindergarten shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't talk about somebody's mama.
Put it to my rib. Yeah, he put out a knife and put it to my rib, so I'm kind of fucked up, but I'll be all right. But,
You don't talk about my mama. You don't know my mama like that, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? All I was saying is that it's a new policy for the club I'm promoting. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to
right,
get money.
Right, you just doing your fucking job. Policy.
Yeah. So I busted shit open. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't ever. They say he couldn't close his mouth until he got to the hospital, until they sewed it back together. I told him I don't give a fuck. Really. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh. Damn. See? That goes right along the lines of what I was talking about, rough sex. Now, see, you can...
Oh, Lord, please, Lord,
oh,
please.
My God, yes. You split somebody's
I took this one girl and threw her on every count across the house. Every count across the house. I'm trying to tell you, I picked her ass up, had her against the wall, every count on the house. We done did it outside and on the back porch with her bent over, got there holding the cement. We was in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? We done tore up a couple, a little bit of furniture. We was in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. If that bitch ain't got rug burns on her back, somebody ain't putting in work, you know?
I'm surprised she still had skin on her back when I got through. I'm trying to tell you something.
Her bone was showing and shit.
I'm trying to tell you, I seen spinal cord, but look here.
Mm-mm-mm.
I test up some pussy, but I don't bullshit, but I just, you know, I've been kind of selling it for 7 months. I'm staying to myself, you know.
Selling it.
I'm trying a new route. I'm trying to be foul, you know what I'm saying? Not holier than foul, just foul.
Oh. So when you do get up in something, it's going to be something. Ooh, it's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
I'm coming through like thunder and hailstorm in this motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you something new, if you ain't understand. I like rough sex. It's just that I can't find nobody to have no rough sex with. They don't, you know what I'm saying, know how to get in. Ain't no passionate sex no more. Sometimes that shit get boring. And you got some of them girls that don't know how to ride dick. And it's just like, you know, shout out what you in my bedroom for. I'm not finna sit here and do all the damn work. That shit is not fun to me, you know. And if it becomes unfun, my dick gets soft. So don't ask, you know what I'm saying, why my shit went down. That's your problem.
Wow.
You know? I mean, it used to be a lot of fun in sex when you was coming up. It used to be a lot of fun. You know, sneaking. You don't know when mama coming home. You banging her head against that goddamn couch. Throwing her ass on this washing machine while it's on the spin cycle. Motherfucking getting it in. But now it's just like, here. I don't want it. I'm straight. Ain't no fun in it no more, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of it now is we missing the thrill because nobody wants to have that rough sex. A girl don't want to tell you, you know, playfully that I want you to come in and rape me no more. You know what I'm saying? I said playfully. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit.
A girl don't want to jump on. Come take this pussy. Motherfucker, come take it. Then I'm like, oh, no, stop. All the while, still hunching like a motherfucker. Ooh.
Well, you're good, because I just come sit on your fucking face.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So
please,
somebody
please,
can't
please.
Say
nothing. I invite you. Please. Grab the head, boys, get the rocking. I invite you. Shit, but I guarantee the dick is better. I'm trying to tell you something. Look here. I guarantee you.
Oh, see, you know what? Now that you done said that, I got
you know
where
I'm at. I got my phone number. You know what I'm saying?
Now
you know that's my favorite song. I beat the puss up. See, that's my theme song right there. When I was growing up, I don't need nobody to sing.
Ain't nobody gonna sing it, but I gotta play this song because you mentioned it. So here it goes. It's a song we ain't heard in a while.
And I can't believe it's all morning, all is this Mario. Police, what you find? Keep me in the bed, girl, it's been all wild. Fucking like it's going out of style. You be like, yeah, yeah, it's been all out. Fucking like you're trying to have a child. Up with this ahead, oh, and some ice with it. Girl, I want you to get on top of me. I'm grind ass until I feel body. I make your head hit the headboard till it's sweet. I put it on your head, you're thinking about me for a week. I'm gonna make sure that she feel it, cause I'm going deep.
I'ma take all my stress out under these sheets. Cause you think you can have the meeting, we feeling peacefully. I put a arch in your back, now I'm finna bleed. So let on run from it, now we both breathe. Like we was running track. Yeah, I got a fiend. And girl, as long as you want me to, I'ma keep performing all the way to the morning.
All the way to the morning. Fucking like it's going outside. You be like, yeah, yeah, getting all out. Fucking like you're trying to find a child. You up against your head, oh, got your body screaming like, ooh, 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 ooh. Baby, grab a head, oh, make it go, make it go. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
We going live like it's out of style. And I got stamina, so I'ma be here for a while. 20 years old, but I stroke it like I'm 35. 20 years old, but I stroke it like I'm 35. Baby, I wanna make your body cry down below. And then I watch that dive all the way to the ocean floor. And it started shaking, that's when I lost control. I wanna kiss you from your belly button to your toes. I whisper some nasty in that ear to get a move. I wanna kiss you from your belly button to your toes. I wanna kiss you from your belly button.
Be the best girl. You be like, yeah, yeah, eating all out. I feel like we're trying to find a child. I love to put you up against the head of the floor. Got your body screaming like, oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, grab the head of the floor. Make it go, make it go, make it go, make it go, make it go.
Let me talk to the pillow behind the headphones. Cause if I don't do that, it's gonna make too much noise. I ain't pop no pill, but I am really hard. What you want in your stomach, a girl or a boy? How you want me to start, the tongue or the toy? I can tell you what I want, making my first choice. I ain't stopping the night until I get the horn. Call a duck and hire a shit so boy. Got a bone, she loose, I hear it in a voice. You see how she moves, that she can ride a horn. Don't change the thing, you on the right course. I did all the work, so you don't have the one.
Girl, getting all out, fucking like it's going out of style. You be like, yeah, yeah, getting all out. Fucking like we're trying to find a child. You look with this a hand, oh, got your body screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, grab a hand, oh, make it go, make it go. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Evil Empire, New York's down south supplier.
We got it for cheap.
1,000 grams uncut to the gut.
I think me and my I think my co-host got something. I don't know what the hell wrong with my co-host. I just got a text message from her. You know what you're doing to me, asshole. Ooh, Lord, you giving some ass up tonight?
Oh,
always. Hey, I got that moscato on the fridge. I just might.
Always got to be the asshole on the
show. I'm just saying, like, when you do certain, like, drink. Just drink. Drink and be merry. And then lay on your stomach, right? And
mm-hmm.
and then let him, like, stroke the booty. Because you got a big booty. So, you know, he, like, slide them ass cheeks apart, kiss around it, lick it. You ready?
She said lick it. I'm good. But,
what?
Not lick it, no.
Yeah.
How you going to, no. She said, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, last time how we did it was, like, I was, like, first we were fucking normally. We were fucking regularly. And then, you know how you get, you know, so wet, it, you know, your wetness drips down to your asshole anyway. So I was already, like, pretty loose, and it just, it went in. And then, like, when I thought about it, I just freaked out, clenched up, and it was over. So,
wow.
Hopefully.
Wow. There ain't nothing left. I just stated a question on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all actually gave me the topic. What actually did happen to passionate rough sex? What happened to goddamn this kid needs to fuck in, you know what I'm saying? Don't quit just because she get wet. Make them goddamn legs goddamn motherfucking shiver at the end of this shit, you know what I'm saying?
And lazy. That's, I mean, that's how I can, people got lazy.
I ain't lazy for nothing. I used to make legs shake. I used to make girls give in and shit. Now it's to a point where, you know what I'm saying?
Men don't do that no more. It's like, it's a new breed of fucking or fuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, the stamina is gone. Like, how y'all,
yeah.
I ain't gonna say y'all because I don't want to throw you into that category. I don't want you to think I'm, like, you know, stereotyping or anything like that. But back in
the day, I ain't offended because I already know what I can do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm known for what I can do.
Yeah, me too.
You know, back in the day, men used to be able to fuck for, they used to have some longevity in their stroke. Now,
man,
that shit has been cut short like a motherfucker. Like,
it ain't been cut short. I can't say it's been cut short. It's
okay,
just that,
we're not talking about you. Okay.
No,
I'm just saying, some guys, you know what I mean?
I'm saying in general,
yeah.
I don't feel it's been cut short. I just feel like there's no more enticing to go to the bedroom since, you know what
now,
I'm saying? It's everywhere now.
I done fucked a lot of dudes in the last few months. It's been cut short.
Oh, Lord. I like her already.
So, I'm speaking from experience. See, that's why I'm still single. Now, I met one, the longevity was there, but nothing else. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
Didn't munch on the box, didn't feel the need to rock his mic. So that's not going to keep me for a long time. It's like, it'll keep me while I'm with you and in your eyesight, but as soon as I get out your eyesight, I'm going to be looking for something else.
Well, tell me about this right here. Tell me about this right here. I hit shouted so hard, goddamn, she motherfucking pulled out and started sucking.
I mean, see, that's cool. But for me, it's like I'm missing the mark on several different things with different dudes. So it's like, okay, you know, I feel like I can't just keep messing with several different dudes for different things because that shit getting old and tired. I'm like, in a minute, I'm calling them each other's names and not give a fuck. Be with Ron today, but his name gonna be Tony tonight. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Yeah.
And I feel you on that because it's a lack of passionate sex now. It's just, like I said, it's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? People just putting less, backbone into that shit.
I mean, it's the passion is there, but the stroke is off. Like, I'm the kind of woman. I'm a rare, I'm different. It takes a lot, like the kissing, sometimes the foreplay, this, that, and the third. But when it gets down to the nitty gritty, fuck that. What the fuck, something is, like, nigga, what? Come on. Like, I need a motherfucker to take Viagra so he can be good for like 3 hours or 4 hours. Cause then I'm
good. That ain't shit. Bring your ass to Florida. Try some of that new Jacksonville, you know what I'm saying? That's that new breed, you know what I'm saying, the hollows these days, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you because, like you said, you know, I had to kick a girl out the house, 6 months ago, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, shout her, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you don't. You know what I'm saying? You just going to stand on top of the motherfucker, ain't going to rock, ain't going to do nothing. I got to move your hips and all that shit, I got to get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck?
On some real shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah,
she
talking
about it
hurt. She didn't want you. She was just playing.
Nah, she talking about it hurt. She talking about it hurt. She'll rock a little bit, then it hurt. So I'll get on that motherfucker. So
you ain't get her drunk. You ain't get her drunk.
No, I ain't get her drunk. I don't need to get her drunk.
Look, when you encounter a dude that got a big dick, take 2 shots in the beginning, let him eat the box, and y'all start fucking a little bit, and then once he start getting into it, you better get her 2 more shots. After that, you ain't going to feel nothing but pure pleasure. You'll feel the pain afterwards, but who cares?
She said she couldn't walk for 2 days and I got through with her ass, man. Straight up. 2 days.
And you
don't want to
talk about these fucking victims is.
I be victimizing women. I'm sorry, I victimize them.
Okay, that's what I do.
I need a
reference.
Mm-hmm. I called the one I gave stitches, but I don't guarantee she answered. She hate me.
She might. She just might.
If I had her number still, I would. But you know how it is, boy, the phones, boy. Once we done, you know what I'm saying, you got my phone. We on to the next.
Wow.
It's crazy because, you know, people like me, you know what I'm saying, I don't just like to have sex. I like to, you know, put some passion into that motherfucker. Bite me on the neck, you know what I'm saying? Let me know I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Don't just, you know what I'm saying, sit on that motherfucker and just rock for a little bit and get off. You know what I'm saying? Take that motherfucker. Ride that bitch like a stick shift. Goddamn switch gears. Fuck.
Switch
gears? You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, you're going too fast or something. Let me
Did
grip
you say
on something.
Switch gears?
Switch gears.
Yeah, meaning move to the left, to the right, back and forth, side to side. Spin around on it like
Rotate
a helicopter.
Rotate on that motherfucker.
Yes.
Rotate on that motherfucker. Do something, you know what I'm saying? I done seen some of y'all stripper videos. Now, shit, me, I victimize a lot of strippers. I ain't care. I victimize them. All that ass and you can't take but 4 inches of dick. Ain't that a bit, ain't that some bullshit? Come on now, y'all.
Have you fucked somebody that had ass shots?
No, all that ass she got and only could take 4 inches of dick. And I'm just like, y'all, you know, you don't
understand. But I'm saying, females be getting ass shots if you're a fucked a bitch that had a fake ass. Or, you know, she had some health.
Men don't care. Men don't care. We don't give a fuck. What can you perform in the bedroom? That's why I don't go to clubs no more, because it's deceiving. Yeah, you can dance like that, pop and rotate on the floor, but when you get on this dick, it's a different goddamn situation. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Why it's just like, to me, it's deceiving. It's cool to do all that shit on the dance floor. Show me something behind these doors. Because I guarantee you, I can show you something. Shit, I've been doing push-ups in the pussy since I was 17, so it ain't nothing to me.
On that note, I'm going to take another music break.
I got her thinking. That's the first step. How to get in a female's mind. Niggas don't know. Get them thinking.
You got me thinking. I just been in a little silly mood lately. You know, I've actually found somebody that makes me blush, and the shit is crazy. Cause Shock Mommy don't blush. Shock Mommy don't give a fuck. But this one specific person has a crazy ass effect on me. So we're taking a music break and ripping in the sky.
I got a blushing, huh?
Nah, not you.
No bigger than a matchbox. My stash box still whole hammer black caps. You just watch out for the matlock. I do me, but I think being is at work. I'm back scorching hot. I am a fucking zero. I'm hardcore. I bring the pot. Just a giver. Your balls are for the most money. Back blocks. Either came to crash box. Now I'm touching you. Still got a fuse, nigga. I ain't fucking either. My feet in the back piece. That's a back piece. In this track piece. No sleeping, clutching his mouth, smack it out, no thinking. Drag dash, I'm back on my different shit. Drown rappers under the water, give them a push to that. Somebody call Marshall Mathers, tell him that my flow's going back, so it's for me to back it. Yeah, my niggas dash on back, the ghost just me. I'm here to mash on gas, kill all of these niggas, put they flags on that. Drop all of these niggas, I put my mask on that, yeah. They left the scrapper in the shooter and school them. Cool again, goon, looking for food again. Your face on the plate to get in there. Pushing your niggas buttons, but I ain't a fake that. Say that shit with a keyboard. Cut you, give you a kilo. Fuck with a b-boy. Still move kilo. That's why I'm keynoid. You this nigga to destroy. I'ma destroy you. What? All my niggas are coasting now. What? We got pounds. Still rolling the grocery stuff. I got the hall, even though the time is loaded up. Don't be the motherfucker face that I open up. Yeah, who's driving? T-Black, let's get it. I got hammers that miss squad cars. With the parts of Teflon, with the head claw. Hair trigger, nigga, I ain't got a breath bar. Stop stressing, learn that let go and let fall. Now I'm so looking like a ribbon in the sky. You niggas switches, and I'm in the sky. Tyler got me on the same flight as 9-11. Trying to talk to A-Rap Dottie, it's like a reverend. I'm in this motherfucking jungle, moving as a nothing. Couldn't find me, deep slot, this is epic. Lord is my shepherd, mash on the
don't know why I keep having that shit on repeat. Okay, that was Drag On featuring Styles P, and the name of that song is Ribbon in the Sky. Now we're gonna play another song, and this one is from my mixtape. It's called Rolling. It's by Sean Ward. And this song is so nice. This is for all you nasty motherfuckers that fuck while rolling on X.
I'll freak you right, I will. Starting off with your pussy all up in my grill. Everything is feeling like a weird bone deal. Don't let me rolling all night, so you know the deal. You know the game, babe. I wonder how your pussy dripping like rain, babe. You all up for me, wearing my chain, babe. I love you when you ride, doing your thing, babe. I'm saying, babe, we've been rolling all day.
Have a chump caught from blood, village caught from the slug. Yo, you know I got enough guns to wreck flames all up the sky, boy. Yo, check out the kid that get coke like Sosa. Never turn down Chocha. Being the coaster, Rika. Sipping margaritas with a mommy. Cleaning my Tommy. Showing love to my army. Whenever the locks find Rippy blocks, we kill them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. And this is for the listeners and prisoners. And them jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. My 16 be so real, you can feel them in your vein like Romello's pops from Sugar Hill. Jay be the cause for the kiss at your wake. Cartel lips spitting clips at your face. Started from the bottom. You'll see bag niggas party. Whatever, we can do it at the garden. Word life, this shit is real, B. I'm making niggas blow trial even if they not guilty. I won the palace for my thugs with Oriental rugs. Bring back some drugs, get whacked for the love. 20 niggas bad at me, still couldn't shatter me. I'm only getting up, splitting up your anatomy. Official block family, ranch niggas handing me. I want to find the things, and I hope you understand me. Sitting at the table planning, plug the fan in. Let the sweat dry off, and then grab the cannon. Think the smartest, and retaliate the hardest, regardless. If you a thug or a rap artist, respect me like Pesci. And if rap was hockey, I'd be Gretzky, up in Nestle. And y'all niggas done started something. Acting invincible like you guard something. If you guard, then I'ma mix a lot till you rot. And if you a player, then play for everything you got. And if you a thug, then start busting all shots. And if you a dog, you better fight before you bark. If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something. Don't come at me with no bullshit. Use caution. When I wet shit, I dead shit. Like a portion, a bigger portion of extortion and racket pyramid. Got nigga spirit. Fuck what you heard, what you hear. How much darker must it get? How much harder must it hit? See if your heart is nigga slip when I start a bunch of shit. I like pussy, but now that's in my face. So give me 3 feet, cause when we creep no more than 3D, nigga see shit. Let hounds found your shit buried in the mud. Following chases of gunpowder residue and blood. A positive idea is impossible. So you know, John Doe is what they gon' be putting on that tag on your toe. Now who gon' tell your mother her baby's under recover in the morgue? Sniffing the logs, sniffed out by the dogs. I love a hard-headed nigga that wouldn't listen, so you got what you came for. Surgery with the chainsaw. I hit the fuckers' feet, cause like I said before, ain't nothing going down until I eat. Motherfuckers think it's all about impressing bitches and stressing bitches. Well, I'm testing bitches, game, addressing bitches and caressing bitches. And dealing with motherfuckers on all levels. What I'm dealing with is all devils. Fucking with snakes, running with niggas you call rebels. I got a army of 730 niggas, dirty niggas. They tough to win, worry niggas. 30 niggas that like to bury niggas. And scary niggas need it all the time. Cause what they got is all of mine. Your man was talking shit until I pulled the knife. And if I don't know you, I don't fuck with you. And if you with my man, then he getting stuck with you. And gave it to money, cause I just lost my mind when he crossed the line. Sent the sack through his chest, and I tossed the nine. Forced the crime, black Gotti, I sack bodies, black shoddy, the jazz niggas that act snotty. Get it!
These niggas is for real. These niggas ain't playing. Sent.
Ah, niggas done started something, yeah. That's dedicated to OKC, because they starting to get in Miami's ass. They still up. I'm going to bring in Mr. GA, and then we're going to bring in Mr. Duval County back. Mr. GA, hi.
What up, mommy? How you doing?
Man, I'm fucking miserable. This one arm shit ain't cutting.
I know. I'm on the airplane now. I just landed.
Where you going?
Up top.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on the plane. I'm getting off.
Are you getting off?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What's going on with you?
Nothing. We're talking about rough sex.
You go ahead. Okay, no problem. What you say now?
We're talking about rough sex, some shit that you're into.
Yeah. Okay, all right, no, bye. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like,
talk about it.
Like choking and smacking a bitch and giving her dick, you know, just that rough, like, to the point where, you know how you kiss, you fight and you kiss and make up, but like when you get angry and you get heated and you might yoke her ass up, the next thing you know your dick so hard you just want to fuck the shit out of her while your hand is around her throat, like, bitch, I'll kill you, but then you just beat the pussy up.
That's
there. What's up, man? Some guys. Yeah, that's me. That's me for real.
Oh, gosh. Right now, what I wouldn't give for a motherfucker to slap me across my ass and pull my hair and grab me from the back of my neck and just push my ass up against the wall and just bring it out. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Damn. I'm about to come to North Carolina then. I'm going to turn back around. All right? I'm going to change my flight. Come down that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Tika wants to spit.
Shit, it's all good then. Hit me up. Come and check you out. You heard it?
Yeah, I heard that before. I heard it all before.
It's all
sorry,
good.
Y'all.
Who's that talking?
Miss Moscato.
My
who's
co-host,
that?
Miss Dahlia.
Who?
Hey, hey.
What's up, Miss Dahlia?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I'm just traveling like crazy. That's all, traveling like crazy.
That's good.
Jill Moscato.
Yes. I love Moscato.
Moscato.
So, Mr. DJ, I have a question for you.
Go ahead, Ma.
What is one, name one, like, incident that you've had with a female where you, like, literally, like, fucked her up sexually?
Let me see. It was probably in Georgia in a hotel in Griffin. You know what I'm saying? That's
what
probably what it was.
Griffin?
You know what I'm saying? It's probably my first, my first trial with a was in a hotel in Griffin. Motel in Griffin, whatever. It was nice too.
What made it nice?
Oh, man, I came to the hotel, right? But I told Shorty, I said, listen. I said, look, I'm going to come there, right? I said, just get in the bed, butt-ass naked. Came in the room, she was butt-ass naked, right? Went to the bed, she started giving me head. I had to ask no questions, she started doing it, you know what I'm saying? From that point on, shit, I was going and popping, you feel me?
Really?
Yeah, and then I'm saying, then Shorty was a freak too, a mad freak, yo. She was a mad freak, yo, for real. She was ready, yo.
What made her freaky?
Shit, I mean, she did, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was like no holds borrowed with her. You know what I'm talking about? She had no problem. Deep throat, everything.
Wow.
The head and the pussy was the same, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, she was going on for real. Yeah, no doubt. She was ready. For
so,
real.
If you could smash that ass again, what would you do differently?
I probably choked that bitch this time. For real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, now, you're not very big on going down on a female, are you?
What?
Explain it.
Are you funny? Nah, you know what, for me, I mean, it's cool. But it's like, for her, she like was always in control of things, I'm saying, like getting things going so fast. It's like, she never give me time to get out of it, because she's always on point, you feel me?
Yeah.
She was the aggressor.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hmm.
I think she liked it though, really, because she never even asked for it. She never even like went that direction with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn, it sounds like.
But I mean, shit.
Sound like she was on
point
with her shit.
I mean, she could have got it though. She could have got it for real, but you know, she ain't really need it. Shit, she came ready for real. She had her own game plan. You heard?
So, what advice would you give to other men if they came across a chick like that?
Say it again?
What advice would you give to men if they came across a chick like that?
Shit. Better hold on to her. Because she's your worst nightmare.
When she gone, she gone for real. You're like, damn, where that bitch at? Damn, look at that bitch.
Let me know how that. Daytime with a flashlight?
Nah, not like that. I'm saying, but I might come to that town, you know what I'm saying? They'll go to strip club and try to fuck her when it's over. And she's like, nah, I'm going to my kids. You know what I mean? Bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit.
But the fact that she said she was going home for
her
kids lets you know she's a dedicated mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But she didn't bring me no food, though. She didn't give me shit.
Well, it sounds like you need to call that chick up and try to make amends or something.
Amends? Nah, not really, because she was. She wild. She's a wild girl. She gotta have her space. You know what I mean? I mean, she's the kind of girl you can't lock down, you feel me?
Yeah.
So she's a free spirit?
Yeah, she a freaky bitch.
An ass-licking freaky bitch?
Oh, man.
Oh, hell.
Man, yeah, boy, she go hard in the paint for real.
I need to meet her.
You know her very well. You know her very well. Dahlia, she know her very well, you heard?
Right.
Dahlia,
it's
in your best interest that you keep your comments to yourself. You do not agree with Mr. G.A.
For real.
I'm a free spirit, too. I'm agreeing.
That's right. That's right. Yo, Dolly, I didn't see you out there in V-Town.
Huh?
I didn't see you in V-Town. In Vegas.
Yeah, I know. I was locked up.
For real?
Yeah. It was my brother's graduation, so it was pretty much his family and shit. It was, I don't know, I'm going to be coming back soon because I didn't really get to do everything and, like, see all my friends and shit. I was just trying to spend time with my brother. Before he went off to college, he's going way to Washington, so.
Well, that's a good building.
Yeah, so I definitely need to make another trip back soon, and yes.
Yeah,
very soon.
Yeah, Vegas the name of Sin City out there for real. It's straight. Hey, yo, Chuck.
Yes.
You go to Vegas one time with me, one time for like a week. I promise you have a ball.
Okay,
you have
I'm
a ball out there.
I'm waiting on you. I might go with you to Vegas and come back. Miss GA. Motherfuckers will put on your ass. They will fucking kill you.
It's all good.
Girl.
It's all good, for real. For real, it's all good, y'all.
Stay away from them chapels.
Yeah, for real, right.
For everybody listening, this is Mr. G.A. And the whole time that he was talking about our first encounter. And that shit was crazy because what happened was, we had, met, and we had a phone situation for a while, and he came down there and sent me a picture, and I thought there was a malfunction, something wrong with the phone, because I thought that picture just could not be true. Mr. G.A. was on the God really blessed him. Like, if you have a small...
He's well endowed. He got a big dick.
Yeah.
Just say that shit.
She's funny.
That's like, for those of you that got small dicks, y'all need to be mad at Mr. G.A. because he took your portion. And it's like, when I saw it on the phone, I'm like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? Then when I saw it in person, that first time or whatever, first night, he fucked me up, And then it took me a couple of tries to, perfect it. Then I got it down pat. And then, it was what it was. Had a good time and everything like that. Then when he came to North Carolina and we hooked up in Charlotte, after he tried to kill me, we ended up having a good time even more. We had a good time the night before, and we had a good time leading up to the cookout we went to when he had family support, and I had a reaction.
Yeah, they gave Boo some pork for real. She was like, oh, shit, no, not pork. Oh, your tongue got shot, right?
You allergic to pork?
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you got good pussy and the nigga don't want nobody else to have it. He was trying to kill you.
Yeah, I gave her over there some pork. Yeah, she's like, is that pork in there? She's like, nah, it shouldn't be. They're like, nah, it gotta be. She's like,
see,
I can't do it.
Chuck, you have to be nice to me now or else I'm going to slap your ass with bacon.
That's
no,
right, give her some bacon.
My tongue will let me know because it swells. As soon as something with pork or whatever, it swells. So I already know because my mouth will start feeling funny. So
oh, all right. Well, I'm going to slap you across the mouth with it like it's
so,
a penis.
Really? You'll slap me across the mouth with what?
With a piece of pork like it's a penis.
You know what's going to happen to you, right?
Huh?
And you know what's going to happen to you, right?
What?
I will turn you the fuck out right on the spot.
Oh, I want to see this shit. Damn,
look at you, instigating.
Oh, shit, D. She better check
look at
it
him.
Out. Hey, yo, listen.
You see this? Y'all see she know how to shut me up? That shit's not fair.
Listen.
One day she's going to be surprised. I'm gonna come back with something. One day.
Hey, listen, as Chalk eat pussy, as she eat ass, she a bad motherfucker. She a bad motherfucker for real.
Hey, watch that. Oh, hold up.
Real, I'm telling you. Hey, yo, Dahlia.
What's up?
Listen, Dahlia, her hair game. It's so crazy, right? I'm saying for real, a nigga swear in the pussy, yo. That's how good her head is. She's swear in the pussy, for real. That's real talk.
Wow.
And Scott got it going on. Yeah, she blessed, for real. Scott's blessed, for real.
I had to, you know, I've been good for a very long time. So this weekend, a situation presented itself, and, you know, I just had to remind myself that I still have it. So this weekend, I had a spontaneous moment, and fucked the dude completely up. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was speechless, like, oh, my God, like, oh, my God. He was like, yo, if the head is like that, I already know the pussy is good, but you're not getting none. Like, you're not getting none. When I tell you that motherfucker literally pushed me across the room, like, get off me, like, kind of shit, like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Another one under my belt. Well, that's like the second time in 2012, so that's a good thing. You know, every now and then I like to make sure I still have it.
That's a great thing, but see, Chuck, the kind of girl, her skills so gentle, right? You'll try to wife her, but she's not to be wife for real. You gotta let her freak be a freak, you feel me? And let her be herself, you feel me? You got to.
Oh, but I'm going to settle down this year.
Nah, don't do it, Chuck. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Somebody might kill you.
Actually,
somebody might kill you.
It might kill me?
I'm not saying a nigga might kill you, though. Don't do it.
Why he might kill me?
Because shit, he can't trust you. Yeah, you know, he be at work, man. She should probably fuck with somebody. Man, she probably somebody dick, man. Hell no, man. Kill that bitch. I go home. Kill that bitch. Nah, don't do it, Chuck. Stay single.
Is that what you would say?
You funny. Not me. But nah, stay single for real, boo. I mean, you better off single for real. I mean, you got a lot of talent, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the world should be able to experience them. Hey, Dahlia, the world's really saying her talent. She's very talented, you know what I'm saying? Like, the world's saying. I'm saying, I don't think no man should be like, have all that shit to herself, you know what I'm saying? Just share it with the world.
I should have several different cut buddies, including you.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you know what I'm saying? I definitely take a place in line. I ain't mad. Yeah, I take a spot.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking since it's been 2010, 2 years later would be an appropriate anniversary.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get it in. Let's do a live this time. I want to do a live. Let's do a live and shit.
Look here, Mr. X Porn Star. Hell no.
Let's do a live.
No.
Yeah, I mean, your last porn show was like crazy. Let's do a live.
That shit was real crazy because that motherfucker couldn't handle nothing.
Nah, he couldn't handle nothing. That was a shame. That's what I was trying to do. But, yo, listen, though. But your squirt video, oh, man, that shit was phenomenal, for real.
You know what? I swear, like, that shit was crazy because I want to do it again. And, like, I could see myself going back there just for that. But I would feel so bad because that would be, like, the only reason. Like, yo, look, nigga, like, she was the first and I ain't really came across that no more. So how about we just do it again? Because he already feel like I flooded and stripped him out.
Yo, tell him how to do it. I mean, watch the video and watch it over and over again. You watch what he was doing. You'll learn it. But, yo, you just shot everywhere. I was like, yo, show y'all this.
You know what? I'm going to try that this weekend. But the thing is, if I do it, it would be hard for me to record that. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because I got one hand and then, like, That's
tell
why
you
I
what.
Never record myself with my toy, because I'd be too into it.
I'm saying, just put the camera on you, get a tripod. Go to Walmart, buy a tripod. And let it sit still.
You know what? Why don't you do it? How about that? When you When you going to be in Raleigh?
I can be in Raleigh ASAP.
Are you in New York right now? You need to go
right
ahead.
Now.
You need to take care of Pops and then, you know, on your way back down, slide through and holler at a bitch.
All right. I'm going to do that, too.
Now,
Dahlia, I get in town, right? You can't find that motherfucker, yo. She be dipping. Mr. G, I'm kind of I'm in a conference just there. I'll call you back. Be locked down from other shit.
Actually, no, because matter of fact, me, you, and Precious, we need to have a conference call because we're trying to get some things into play, like where we feel like pick up where the conference call left off before with the bookings and sponsors and everything like that. I'm ready to go at full speed ahead. All
right, cool. That'll work too.
Yeah, I got my one sheet. I got my sponsorship kit. I mean, I'm all prepared right now.
All right, cool. That's a good look then. Good look. I got a little show out there in Philly, too, this weekend on Saturday. I'm sending my man down there at Chub Rock to the shit, so see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. You got to get Bigums to call into the show.
But Chub doing his thing, too.
Yes.
I'm having a call in, too. Yeah, he got a nice little radio show, too. It's syndicated, too. He's doing real good.
Yes, Chub Rock. Man, I used to dance a lot of his shit at the club.
Yeah.
You just don't understand.
Shit, you understand. She's funny. I like her.
I mean, that was back in the day when I was, all on the dance floor. Like, the way that I danced made niggas stand in line and want to take me home. But, you know, now that I'm older, I'm going to leave all that shit to the young kids.
Right. So,
How many people saw Love and Hip Hop in ATL last night?
I didn't see it.
Wow.
I don't watch it.
Wow. I wasn't going to watch it, but I watched it, and oh my God. I'm going to have to say, that shit is better than New York.
Well?
Yeah. Like, out the gate, the producer got a fucking artist that's his girlfriend, and he got a wifey, and the girlfriend just straight handles him in front of the wifey, and, like, one of their friends is just like, I met Stevie J. She's like, that's my man. He was like, nah, her man, his chick name is the artist, and they come into the club together, like, that shit is fucking crazy. Little Scrappy's mom, like, if people actually looked at the show and saw his mom, Mama D, they would think, like, oh, this bitch is acting like this for TV, and she's not, because...
Oh, no. His mom is really, that's how she is.
Yeah, because I met her when
Santa Claus.
That bitch is Santa straight
Club.
Hood.
Yeah, she hood for real. She wear hood shit, too.
So, I would have to say that show is going to be off the fucking chain. They have won me over. They have
won
me over. The one thing I can say, when Steve, like, they showed the scenes what's going to happen during the season, and when Stevie J called Little Scrappy's baby mama a bitch, Scrappy went to go see this nigga and handle him. It wasn't like Jim Jones. He ain't breeding people to beat up all the little people. That nigga went to go see himself. But, you know, in the A, they straighten shit. They don't go get they goons. They goons themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, yo,
I hate people who do that.
I'm going to say something about New York real fast. About New York. You come back home here, man, ain't nothing like seeing beautiful fucking women, yo. Puerto Ricans, the blacks, everybody is so beautiful, man. It's
man,
like a whole different bunch of flavors here.
New York
got like,
ugly bitches. And you probably
you crazy.
Last time you was at home.
You crazy. They be
okay.
So fucking beautiful, yo.
Mm-hmm. Dolly, you hear him, right? He's talking about
dating. I hear him.
I also hear him. I also hear him pulling out some money so he can pay.
Oh.
Nah,
you know.
That's in the show way, huh? Stop playing.
Ain't nothing wrong with paying for pussy.
Everybody pays for pussy.
Like, Everybody.
Can't go around that. Everybody pays for pussy. We've already.
So, Dahlia. While you
What's
were
that?
On your vacation, right, did you buy your man dinner?
My mama cooked for him. I was on vacation, too.
That's slick shit, okay.
We ate out, if that's what you mean, on the strip. What? Hot dogs for a dollar? Yep, let's get
Who
it
paid?
In.
Who paid for it?
Huh?
Who paid for it?
We both go back and forth.
Okay, and see, that's what I'm saying.
I don't let my man
good.
Pay for everything.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right? So it's a good thing, I mean, so ain't really buying this shit, y'all sharing, right?
Pretty much, yeah. But that's my man.
Right.
So
right,
either way,
right.
I mean, it come out of one household, so.
but see, in Chuck's eyes, that's really buying pussy, though. He thinks of marriage and buying pussy. Chuck,
okay, no.
Coaching.
My thing is.
But see, that's the thing. I mean, I want sex more than he does. So, in all actuality, I mostly pay for the dick.
My girl, oh, Lord. Hey,
I mean,
Chuck,
hey, I'm
real
just
real
being honest.
Wow. Hey, Chuck, you got a real close now, girl. She keeps it real.
Yes. I'm like your own girl, Nene.
Oh.
Nene. Nene, we miss you, boo. Where she at? She at home masturbating.
Probably somewhere plotting on some dick from a previous artist.
Y'all are the worst. Y'all are the worst.
Yo, we go wild for real here. For real. Nene, what happened to you, baby? Keep being
Y'all
perfect.
Are horrible.
Man, we go hard in the paint. We just tell the truth.
Yeah, I see.
If you a hoe, I'm going, I mean, whatever the fuck it is, as long as you honest about it, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to respect you. If you came up to me and said, Chop, I am a nasty trifling hoe, guess what? I'm going to respect your nasty trifling ass. But
if
you trifling and you try to portray like you something else, I'm not going to respect you because what you're doing comes to light, no matter what.
Yeah. That's true. That is definitely true.
So my thing is, don't throw rocks at people when your shit is looking just like theirs or a little worse.
Right.
Like, you know, if I have a guest that came on the show and said she sucked 5 dicks, so the hell what? You sucked 2 and you did it undercover, but the niggas told. Or don't tell me you fucked somebody to keep me away from them, and then them niggas is like, no, I never fucked her. She sucked my dick. Which is it, bitch?
Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying, like.
When I wasn't in a relationship,
I personally did shit that I didn't mind getting around, because that's really how you have to look at it. I mean, you can't do something without anybody not knowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially I was in college or whatever else. Like, people find out. People fucking talk. So don't do something that you're going to be embarrassed about later. That's just really it.
I mean, exactly. And then my thing is, don't lie to keep me away from a nigga, because my thing is, if a motherfucker wants you, they don't give a fuck if they fucked your friend, your cousin, your mama, your grandma titties. They still gonna come after your ass anyway.
That's the truth. And when I'm single, like, I'm single. Like, I'll let you know, like, you know, I just want to fuck. Like, I don't want you calling me or texting me. I don't want you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want your friends asking me where I'm at, like, what I'm doing, why I ain't hit you up. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you start some bitch shit, then I'm going to be mad about it. But see, I've always had a relationship with guys that I've, you know, been with. We're still cool now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still cool and shit like that, but they know I'm in a relationship and they know not to be on no bitch shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, we can be cordial. We can be in a party. Don't tell me you want me unless I want you. You know what I'm saying? They're scared to even give me the eye because they don't know how I'm going to react. I'm the type of person, if I want you, you're going to know I want you. That's just how it is. You feel me? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's too many misconceptions when it comes to, okay, we're both single. Niggas need to know their role, and bitches do too. You know what I'm saying? If you're playing that sideline hoe, be that sideline hoe. Stop trying to, you know, be that main bitch or whatever else. That's not it. Me personally, I refuse to be second, so I'm not going to put myself in that position.
I'm too stingy.
Me too. And especially if you got a good dick, I'm stingy with the dick, so you ain't about to be sharing my shit.
You must have some A1 grade pussy for real. But you talking.
Well, you know, I don't brag.
You can tell a nigga to sit back. she can tell a nigga, don't look at it, don't give me the eye when we in the club, because, oh, damn. Hey, Chuck, y'all should be best friends on her for real. Y'all both on the same level.
Chuck knows I love her. Like,
oh, see, we have, like, such good chemistry. And,
we do.
And I never have to worry about when an artist comes on, like, them like, yo, Chuck, yo, your co-host, you need to get her, or I'm going to put my niggas on her, or anything like that. I don't have to worry about that. And speaking of, I have Mr. G.A., I know you remember him. I had Dylon coming on at the end
Dylon.
Of the spot. Yes.
I'm Dylon Ben.
Yes.
I'm Dylon Ben. Yo, Dylon.
Yes, he's coming back on. I'm going to
every time I hear that name, I just think about that Chappelle Show episode, you know, when they were doing Mason the Band.
Yeah, I just saw you, Jay. I was laughing, yo.
Oh, me too. I can't even,
yo,
like,
so
I can't.
Funny.
I can't.
Yo,
I can't.
So
I can't. I'm sorry.
That shit's so funny, yo. That shit's so funny. Yo, him in a Y Club jar, right?
I can't get over that episode.
Yo, that shit was funny, yo. For real, for real. Funny.
So if he's on the show and I'm like laughing to myself and y'all don't fucking know why, that is the reason right there.
That shit is hilarious,
Don't worry about it. He is like so, he is so cool. And
he was my favorite.
Ooh, shit. I actually get to meet him when I'm in New York. So it's like, Dahlia, you're going to be laughing like hell because I'm going to be calling you and you're just going to be shaking your fucking head because you're going to be like, look at here. This is too much, girl. You're funny.
I need to make a trip out there, like, for real.
Girl.
Like, we have to do something. We have to go on a trip somewhere and have cameras following us because it's going to be crazy. Like,
I'm coming to Dallas because I done fucked around there and saw that the Chinese bus comes there.
Oh, shit.
You need hurry up. Like, I'm talking this weekend.
She about to bust to Mexico, she got to.
You fucking need to come, Chuck. Like, hurry up. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, for real.
Y'all got to think about it. I have sat there and I've driven so much in my whole entire life, back and forth to California, back and forth to Atlanta, just everywhere. So, shit, if I can get there, you know, I like the bus sometimes because I can stop. I can do what I want to do, depending on how far it is. I catch a plane, it's nothing. It's just, you know, shit. It's time for me to sit back and let other people.
Well, you need to sit back and hurry up and get your ass here so we can turn Dallas out. Like, for real, for real.
Hey, yo. Like, yo, so what's that called? Chuck, what's that called? Freaking, it's not flyer miles. What's it called when you ride a bus? What's that called? Freaking what miles? What's that shit called? Frequent bus miles.
I only do it to New York. And then when it's not New York, I get hella tickets. You know what I'm saying?
I get
hella tickets. And then it's like if you fly to New York at the spur of the moment, you know them spur of the moment airline tickets are high as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true.
Me personally, I'll hop on the Chinese bus, that bitch drive all night, I'm sleeping, get up, I get there early in the morning, go to my telly, take a shower, get butt ass naked, get in the bed, take a nap, get up, go get me something to eat, and hello New York.
She love getting butt ass naked too.
That's her script right there. Me too. Like, as soon as I come in from, like, work or wherever, like, you can see my clothes leading up to the bathroom. I take a shower, and I'm just, you know.
Butt-ass naked.
Yes. I mean, my son is still little, but as he gets older, eventually it'll have to stop, but
get some clothes
shit.
On, right? Right
but
now.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't nothing.
I mean, like, you can ask my friends. Like, when they come over, they know you're in my motherfucking house. So if you don't like me being naked or semi-naked, then you need to bounce because this is my domain, you know what I'm saying? If I could have it my way, it would be back in the biblical days where everybody walked around naked. I'm totally comfortable with that. But
yo,
it's
chap.
Not. So in my
yo,
house,
chap.
You know.
Yo, chap.
Yes.
All right, we're going to Dallas Friday. You ready? We're going to Dallas on Friday.
Fucking right, because there is an event on Friday. My homeboy, Caress,
we're going to the
birthday
house.
Party.
I'm
going to the butt-naked house, chap.
You're working. Well, tell your boss that Dahlia said that you need to be in Dallas. They'll know who I am and they'll understand. She gonna go back to work and be fired,
motherfucker. Right?
They gonna be like, bitch, Dahlia, who the fuck is that?
right.
But you know. We just have to plan.
And they're going to be like, co-ho? For what?
Never that. Only on the weekends. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, a weekend ho. I like that. I like that.
Weekend ho.
Yes, because I'm a Thursday ho.
You're a Thursday ho?
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
you're
I used to be
hoe.
A Wednesday hoe, but they got better deals on the weekend, so.
Unlimited miles.
Hold on, hold on. Wait. Now, hold on. Now, see, Chaka can be a hoe. But you can't. You got a man, right?
I'm my man's hoe. I will walk around this house and I will do whatever the fuck he wants me to do.
Chuck.
Yeah?
She a house hoe.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm a wife-step hoe. I'm a
house hoe.
Yeah.
I'm not your average hoe. I'm a different type of hoe.
Yeah,
she's a real hoe.
She's a blink away from being a housewife. And, you know, being a housewife is the oldest form of prostitution. So, yeah. She's
but you know what? If the dick ain't good, if the dick ain't good and the money ain't being brought home, house who? But, see, you know... My man take care. He take care of his shit. So
like I said,
I throw the pussy at him. He got pussy falling out his pocket. So we're good. Yeah, but you know what? He's my house hubby too. Because on days that I'm off, when I come home from work, the house is clean. When I come home from work, he has dinner for me too. So it goes both ways.
Now, see, I used to have a housewife, right, and I met Chuck, and you know what I'm saying, I met Chuck, I was like, fuck the housewife, I keep me a little real hoe, Chuck a real hoe, that's a wife, I ain't coming back no more, I'm going to keep you with Chuck, Chuck a real hoe.
Whatever, then you met Miss Lee.
Miss who?
Nakima.
Not for me. Not for me, for damn sure. Not for me. Not for me. Oh, God, hell no.
Matter of fact, Mr. G.A., the next time you talk to my brother, ask him about her on my birthday.
What? What's she doing?
They was kicking it until she propositioned him. So basically, she tried to sell him some pussy.
No, God, she looked crazy when she came to Atlanta for our little show. Man, whoa.
Wait a minute. She came to Atlanta for your show?
No, for her show. She had a show in Atlanta out there.
And
remember she had
went?
A show in Atlanta? Huh?
You went?
Yeah, I went down there. I saw it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw it. That's where I saw the show. But it wasn't anyone that kind of show. It wasn't that kind of show, though. No, I ain't touch it. I ain't touch at all.
Okay,
I mean,
now, I'm asking you a question. And
sure.
You pretty much have a good memory and everything, right?
No doubt.
Okay, now the whole time that we all interacted, did the subject of her having kids ever come up?
No, never.
Did you know she had kids?
Uh-uh.
Me neither.
No, I never knew that.
Yeah. But, yeah, the reason why she hooking is because she has kids at home she got to take care of. Like, the whole time that we all getting close and doing certain things and radio showing and supporting one another, now, once did they talk about having kids? And that shit kind of fucked me up when motherfuckers was like, she got kids. I'm like, she ain't never talked about her kids. Where they come from?
Right.
Like,
I know she had a lot to tell you, like,
not talks about her kids.
You said a lot of cellulite.
Yes, I cellulite.
But my thing is, how do you not talk about your kids until it's time for you to hoe? And that's when they come up.
That's fucked up for real.
I don't talk about your kids on the positive shit, but I'm trying to get this money. I'm selling pussy because I got kids.
Wow. Hey, Pinky did it.
Hey, yeah, she did it for real.
But I think she's retired now. She went back to college, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pinky is special. Anytime you go on a public radio show and tell motherfuckers that your daddy in prison jacking off to your motherfucking fuck flick, bitch, you sick.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, she did that too.
Go on YouTube and look at the Pinky interview, and you will see so many fucking comments about how nasty she is and everything. And that shit fucked me up because or whatever. You know, the shit came to bed us. Then I saw the interview where she was speaking about her dad, and I'm like, who in the fuck does that? That's some shit white people might do. You know, the
infrastructure,
sick motherfuckers. But bitch, if my man,
wow.
I
mean, was she proud about it, or was she just saying, like, this is a fucked up situation? Was she just telling the truth, or was it something she was proud of?
Man, she sounded the whole, her tone was the same way from start to the end. It wasn't like, I can't believe that sick bastard, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just some shit she should have just stuck in the closet.
She like, yeah, my shit so fly, my dad in jail beating his dick to it. That's what shit. That's how she put it out there. My shit so fly. My
I mean, was she joking or was she serious as fuck?
Nah, she was serious.
She was my favorite porn star. Like when she first came out, like she was pretty. She wasn't as big as she was, like as big as she is now. Her hair color was on point, but now she just irritates me. Like. She moans too much. She fucking giggles to herself. Like, who does that shit? Like, I don't know. Like, it's annoying. She'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, bitch, no. Ain't no dick. If you fucking silly dick, then you don't need to be fucking. Because you laughing and she be giggling. I can't do her no more.
Maybe the dick is tickling her.
You know what? No. Because I don't care who you are, you're not going to moan like that. You could tell she's not into it. She's like, oh,
if I was a dude, I would take my dick out and stick it in her mouth and make that bitch choke. Like, I would, like, fucking...
face fuck the fuck out of her.
Man, I would stick my dick in her throat and just piss. I'm sorry.
And piss? Oh, God, Todd, you are such... You are so...
I can't be, dude. I really could not be a man. Because if I was a man, I would treat some of these bitches so motherfucking bad. Like, the ones that talk shit to me, I would pull my dick out and smack them. Motherfuckers say something out of line. I'd piss on them. Like, what? I would have several assault charges.
Now, what if a nigga did some shit like that to you, though? Because you know how you are. You got a pretty reckless ass mouth. And you know you be talking to people crazy. So if some nigga was like, you know what? I'm going to go piss on Chuck. Like, you would be highly upset.
Okay, first of all,
Kelly.
You tell me he going to have a fucking problem. Because I'm going to fuck him up. He will not be able to use his dick in a normal way anymore. Then... I have two sons that are 26 and 27 that will not play the fucking radio. And I got health fans and groupies that will fuck him up. So I'm good. And if you know I got a reckless mouth, when you step into a bedroom or if you step into a sexual atmosphere with me, you better be on fucking porn and you know what's going to happen. You're going to read about yourself along with 1,200 other people.
She's going to blast you for real. She blasts you on this show so bad, I feel bad for Kat.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk about you on my radio show. I'll talk about you so fucking much that your mama will be ashamed that you're her fucking son, or your daddy gonna feel like he gonna have to take you back to sex ed 101.
Man.
She dirty.
Like,
dirty, bro.
That was coming up. Ain't no bitch ever tell me my dick was whack. I always outlast him. We're going to have to take you back to beat the pussy up basic. His daddy will have to fuck.
She ruthless, yo. She don't care. Her mouth is real reckless.
Yeah, I'll pick up the phone and be like, call your daddy. I'm like, look here, motherfucker. Why your son can't fuck? Did he get that from you?
Dad be like, hell no.
I'm like, I need you to come over here and help him out.
For real.
I can't can't do you, Shock.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. I want to
watch. You know
watch,
what?
Too.
Look at you.
Watch.
Look at you.
Watch for real. I can't
starting
lie.
Shit.
You know
yeah,
what?
I have Chuck.
I'm going that route this year. 2012. It is going down for some unlucky victim.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna need you to not be too turned up when you come to Dallas. I do gotta live here. I don't need people to be like, hey man, where's Chalk at, man? That pussy was good, man. I don't need crackheads at my door scratching, needing some more Chalk. That I don't need.
You know, I leave victims in every state. Matter of fact, when I get to I'm looking for baby bass. You know, I'm going straight for the Spanish, Mexican. Like, yo, come here, boy.
Mexican.
Now, Mr. You was on the show when he told me when I come to Texas, we going to the telly. We going to have a good time.
That's what he said, too.
I'm going to take his 5'9 ass up on that offer. Because his number is still in my phone.
In my phone.
And if
yo,
he shoots it right, he can always go to his label mate, Lim Thug.
Yo, Chop.
Yes?
Yo, Chop, listen, that's what I want you to do, all right? I want to see you turn a woman out. I'm talking about like a co-host. That's what I want to see. You turn her ass out. That's what I want to see. That's me. That's
I'm turned out. I'm turned
no,
out
by,
with my man.
Not by,
and I'm happy.
Not by Chalk. No. Not by Chalk, though. Not by Chalk, though. I'm going to Chalk turn her ass out. Chalk, what's you turn out, Chalk? Go to Dallas
goodness.
And turn her out, Chalk, for real. Get what she needs.
Oh, man.
Chalk,
turn me out how?
Huh?
Turn me out how?
Like Chalk.
Like Chalk. I can't be like Chalk. Because I'm Dolly.
No. I said ask Chalk. Ask her.
Yeah, Chalk, turn me out now.
Girl, all I can say is I'm
you ain't about to lick my ass now.
No.
We gonna set some rules now. You can't lick my ass. You can't lick my pussy. You cannot lick my titties. You cannot kiss me. You cannot.
Damn.
You
being
cannot.
Rude.
Dude, I'm being rude?
Mr.
You said that's rude. Is it rude because that's what you want to see?
Nah, I said too many rules. Rules.
Oh, too many rules.
Yeah.
Mr. D, I'm just worried about all that because.
No, Chalk knows I love her. She knows our relationship. She knows our situation. So, you know, she's not an ugly person.
Oh.
You know what? All I gotta do is get that chick something to drink, and all
I'll
bring
it
back. Turn
that's right. They right.
You know what?
Right.
See, y'all see how they do me.
Nah,
okay.
I see how you want me to do you. You just
you know what? If I wake up like Ebony off of Players Club, oh. I'm busting some balls. Somebody gonna get. If I'm gonna have a swollen lip at the end of the movie, I'm gonna be highly upset. Somebody getting fucked up.
Yo, Chalk. Look, just go ahead and do it right. Leaving the bed by herself. Like, the morning time, like, what the fuck just happened to me? She by herself, all fucked up. Leave by herself, Chalk. You be alright. You'll be alright, baby. Dahlia, I'm telling you, she come down to Texas. It's a wrap, yo. You over. You over.
What? You think I've never been tempted? You think I never have?
No, I'm saying this is Chop we're talking about. This is Chop.
Right. So there's a nigga I know. He got some good quality dick. So if he come where you at, do that mean he gonna turn you out?
I'm a man, hell no.
It don't matter,
yeah.
I'm a female. It's still,
nah,
either way it goes.
Nah,
it's still
I'm
gay.
It's either for girls.
No,
gay.
It ain't. It ain't no different. Ask
hey,
Jesus.
Hey, Chop.
It ain't no different.
She said it's
I'm
still gay. She said it's still gay.
Look, I'm out. You see this? Do you
I
see how
Dahlia.
I got to come on this radio show and fight for my pussy? Do you see this?
I love Dahlia.
I haven't
hey, Dahlia.
Had to do this since, well, last
Dahlia.
Weekend. Shit.
Hey, Dahlia, Hey, Dad, no, I swear to God, man, I be telling God, I'm like, that shit is gay. Like, that ain't gay, right? It is. So, if a girl do a girl, it's still gay. If a guy do a guy, it's still gay. If a no, it's not. It's not. I'm like, it is so. It is so.
Oh,
it
wait.
Is still gay.
Wait till Friday. Friday's show is going to be off the chain because, okay, we was having this discussion last week, me and my kids or whatever, right? And it was like, and I know we're going to touch on this, but this is the topic for Friday. It's like, you know how females say that they bi, they can be with a man and they can be with a woman, you know what I'm saying? And it's easier for a female to be like, yeah, I'm gay, because if you're bi-curious, you're still expressing gay tendencies or whatever, right? And I was like,
right.
Can a man be bisexual or is that motherfucker gay? And, you know, men won't be, they'll be like, men got every excuse in the world why they won't come out and say they gay. But they'll be on the down low. Like, okay, I like this nigga to suck my dick, but I'm not gay. Like, they will just be in denial. So that's going to be my topic for Friday.
Gay, man.
A lot of people say that, but I am going to find a gay guy to come on and explain that shit. Like, for real.
That's gay.
Look, that's gay. I mean,
that
me personally, I feel if you like the same sex or if you have feelings for the same sex or you're curious about the same sex, then you're either a lesbian, bisexual, or gay. That's just how I feel. Like, I mean, I don't know. That's just how I feel. I mean, there's people out there who, I mean, I guess they were saying there's a such thing as barsexuals. You know, girls who get drunk and kiss other girls. But they say you tell the truth when you're drunk. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
And me personally, I have experience from telling the truth when I'm drunk. So, like, I tried to give this guy the wrong number, and I fucked around and gave him the right number. So. So that just goes, I know. And the thing is, the next day, this motherfucker was calling me, and Mose was like, who the fuck is that calling you? I was like, it's this old white man. He trying to be my sugar daddy, and it don't even matter. But, you know, it's all good now. The situation's good. But I don't know. Like, I feel like just be you. Like, if you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you like, I don't know. You know, guys think, oh, people say, oh, he has a wife and kids. That don't mean shit. He might like getting that ass rammed from the back on the weekends. That don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's many people on the down low.
Yeah, because if y'all read that book, my sister-in-law had it, and I glanced at it, and the author, that the guy that wrote the book, his wife caught him in bed with the deacon. So he
Let me come home. Let me come home, and my man is bent over. Please. Let me come over. Let me come home and find that my man is bent over. I'm going to get a knife, and I'm stabbing him in his asshole. That's just how I feel. Like, for real? Like, we got to explain this shit to our son? Like, for real, for real?
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I can't.
You going to stab him in the asshole?
Fucking right, and I'm going to slit his back.
I'm sorry. I'm not about to stab nothing. I'm about to be Madea up in that motherfucker. I'm tapping everything.
See, let me tell y'all something about Dahlia, okay? Dahlia likes to fucking torture people, okay? I will tie you up, and I will motherfucking cut you with a potato peeler, and I will throw your ass in a bathtub full of alcohol. You do not want to fuck with me. Like, I'm not just going to kill you and let you die slow. No, I'm going to torture your ass and leave you in my basement for some days. Like, that type of shit. But see, I'm a loving person. As long as you don't cross that line with me, you good.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm getting a video camera. I'm going to make
her motherfucking face. You know, going straight to that closet, getting her motherfucking dildo.
I'm Captain. And I'm gonna show it to all. I'm going on the block and all your niggas. Like, look at your fruity ass friend, nigga. Is this what you do too? Is this? And then I'm gonna
For real.
I'm not gonna shoot to kill you, but I'm gonna shoot to wound you. Like, really. Like, okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just like, I'll say that a female can eat pussy better than a man because females know what they want. But I'm not gonna sit here and say a man can suck a dick better than a woman because a man know what another man wants.
Hey,
you never know. You motherfucking never know.
I don't give a fuck. That's not something I'm gonna sit down and have a conversation with. Like, my
that's just something you want to talk about. A lot of people don't want to talk about shit that is true or shit that's happening in the world today. It's a hard subject. It's a hard pill to swallow. Chop. But there may be a man out there who can suck a dick better than you.
No, because if I come across that motherfucker, I'm gonna bust him dead in his motherfucking grill.
What? Why though? Why? Because he doing what he likes.
She the mad sucker. She the mad sucker.
Okay, and you think eating a woman's pussy or fucking a woman ain't a man's job?
It is, but
that's all you needed to say. It shouldn't be no but after that. There was Adam and Eve. There was no Adam and Steve. There was no Allison and Eve, okay? There was Adam and Eve. But you know what? I don't knock nobody. I'm from San Francisco. I get along with everybody. But I believe that there are probably men out there who can suck the head off of a dick.
Okay.
I don't put shit past. There's probably a fucking old-ass granny out there who can suck a dick better than you, Chuck. You never know. You never know.
And have a conversation with a dude about sucking Mo's dick.
What'd you say?
Just sit down and have a conversation with another man about sucking your man's dick. Like, if he sit there and try to give you some pointers, you're not about to sit down and have a dick sucking conversation with a man. Like, are you?
I mean, to me, it's all the same. Me personally, I feel like it's all the same. If I sit down with another woman and she's talking about eating a bitch's pussy, or if I sit down with a man and he's talking about sucking another man's dick, like, I've had gay women friends and I've had gay guy friends, and to me it feels the same.
I guess because I'm
from San Francisco, so I've been exposed to probably a little more maybe than other people have. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, growing up, we used to go on Castro Street, you know, to the parades, and we see men out there with better fucking bodies than women. Beautiful, drop-dead-ass, gorgeous-ass men looking better than women. We pack up our shit and leave because these niggas look better than us type shit. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm old-fashioned to a point. Like, I mean, I'm sure, Mr. G.A., are you going to sit down with a stud and let her tell you how to eat your woman? Would you feel a lot comfortable with that versus I can't sit down and have a conversation with a dude telling me how.
But you know what? Me personally, I'm not going to sit down with nobody and have them tell me how to suck a dick. I'm going to suck my man's dick how he wants me to suck his dick. I'm going to suck my man's dick how I want to suck a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody else want to tell me something, they can kiss my ass because, for one, they don't know how I'm sucking dick. You know what I'm saying? And their motherfucking opinion don't matter. Like, I don't go to people about relationship advice. You know what I'm saying? I'll ask my man, am I sucking this right for you, daddy? You know what I'm saying? If he say yes, then we good. If not, then I'm going to say, okay. Well, what would you give this on a scale from 1 to 10? I do this shit every time. And tonight, oh, baby, tonight was an 8. Well, what could I have done to make it better? I don't know, baby. You maybe could have spit on it more. Okay, Poppy, I got you tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
that type shit.
Okay, now, let's you're out, right? And a gay dude just come up to you, and he's like, you know what? Your lips look like you suck a dick like this or like that. What would you do?
See, if he disrespected me, then he gonna get dropped like the next motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I can't personally, if anybody come up to me and be like, bitch, you look like you suck dick like this. And I'm gonna be like, and you look like you need to get the fuck out of my face. Like, you know, I don't know you like that. But if, you know, we're cool and it's my friend and we talking about, you know, a sexual conversation and it just so happened to lead into it, then that's different. But if anybody come up to me trying to give me sexual advice and I don't fucking know them, you could kick rocks because my nigga is still here. So I'm obviously doing something right.
I don't know. I think I would just fall out laughing for doing it.
And personally, my attitude is a little too fucked up for him to just be here off of love. I'ma just be honest about that.
She's crazy.
I mean, but to each his own, you know.
It's funny.
I mean, I'm just asking. I'm just saying, you know. you know me. I just be having to put shit out there. Because I be wanting to know.
She said I be wanting to know. But I mean, like, I definitely understand society in general is a little more different towards male on male versus women and women. You know what I'm saying? Like, two girls can kiss and it'll be okay. Oh, fuck, that's hot. But then two guys kiss and they're like, oh, man, I'm upset. That's gay. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, either way, it's gay. Both ways to me is gay.
Yeah, for real.
You know? That's why, I mean, I don't judge, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just because I've never done anything with a female up to this point, I can't say how I'm feeling tomorrow. I can just speak from how I'm feeling today. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock anything I haven't tried. I've never been a man. I most likely will never be a man. So I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But hey, you know, you never know. I might be into bitches later. You never know. I don't knock shit I've never tried.
Take your time.
Shut your ass.
But our mission for Friday is to find some gay guys so we can ask them.
What'd you say?
Our mission for Friday is to find a gay guy or two and ask them about that bisexual shit.
I have a couple of gay guys on Facebook that I know will probably be willing to just talk.
Oh, I bet they will.
Look at you. Don't you start no shit with my gay friends.
You're
not going to be like, let's have a dick sucking marathon. I refuse to believe that you can suck dick better than me.
I'm just saying.
But hey, I mean, you know, just like a female may know what another female wants, a man may know what another man wants. But every man and every female is different. So, I mean, just from experience, you know, you fucking different men or you sucking different men. Every man likes something different. So I'm pretty sure gay men out there are doing the same that we're doing. You know, I'm sure women out there are probably doing the same as we are. We're adapting to each sexual partner. You know what I'm saying? Because what you do with one nigga may not work for the next.
And what one nigga do to the next bitch don't work for me.
Exactly.
I'm a person on that.
Exactly. So just like you liked all that asshole licking and all that, that may get you off, but me? Mm-mm. I'm not sticking my tongue in nobody's fucking rectum. Yes. Yes, I went to the actual term.
Oh, God. I was just thinking about this one person I know, and
mm-hmm.
I swear I want to stick my dildo in their butt so bad.
Ew.
You need to hurry up and come down here so I can whip you into shape.
No.
I need to, here's what we need to, this is why we have good chemistry. I need to whip you into shape and you need to whip me out of shape.
No, the thing is, the reason why is because this person is always talking about hitting something from the back, hitting some anal shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one time, I I pulled the cheeks apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
I smacked the middle of the ass or whatever, and they got a little hard, and I'm like, mm-hmm.
What? Oh, my God. Like, if I even be like, see, to my nigga, if I even be like, babe, can I touch your ass? He look at me and be like, bitch, do you want to get slapped? And he's not even the aggressive type. You, I mean, it's not that, you know how some niggas get overly dramatic about it, and then you be like, that nigga gay, he liked it. You know what I'm saying? It's not to that point. But, like, I don't know, like, I can't even get to a certain part on his ball sack without him, like, looking uncomfortable.
I just sit there and I'm just like,
And by the way, Chad, I want you to know that I suck balls because of you. That sounded so bad, but for real, like, before I would be like, oh, like, balls, they're just like an accessory. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not supposed to, I mean, they're there, but they're not really important. I would just keep my mind on the dick. But you know what? One night, I got a little bold, and I started, you know, doing it, and he let me. He liked it. Usually it's ticklish, but that night, I made it work. So thank you, because you told me how to approach it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story, right? I'm going to tell you a story, right? I hate that shit for real. Because I'm saying it's like little balls inside there, right? If you don't do it right, you hurt a man. You feel me? But, Chop made me a little shit. Look, she sit back. I said, no. I said, no, don't do that, Chop. She said, sit back. I got you. No, please don't. I got you, yo. Since that first time she did it, man, I've been like ball crazy, yo. She's been doing balls. She just balls real good.
Yeah, ball
specialist,
like,
for real.
You know what?
Yeah, ball specialist, yes.
You know what? I'm not fucking with you.
She got mad skills. I got mad skills now. She got girl doing her man's balls because what she taught her.
That's right.
And over the phone, might I add.
She didn't even have to demonstrate. Like, Chalk, you a badass bitch.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, and you gotta be for me to say that, because I don't be giving motherfuckers props like that. I could give two fucks, but you're definitely a badass bitch. I definitely commend you for that shit, because sex that night was, oh, so wonderful. Whoa, I wasn't fucking wrong to begin with, but
no,
you helped me fuck a little bit better.
Got you right. Like, woo! Right.
You got my tongue action a little, you know, a little right. So, yeah.
So am
I. I definitely thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's something.
Thank
you, yo,
Kurt.
This guy got an alligator shirt. I know my life's been getting this big on his. He got a shirt on, right? It's supposed to be eyes eye. Got a big ass alligator on that motherfucker in the corner. God, I can't.
Hey guys, I want to give a shout out to one of my followers. It's @_Marcellus. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and you are effing wonderful. And I love your jacket and your Abby. It's fire. That is it. I really want this fucking sweater he got. This shit is fucking, it's active as hell. I really love it. But it's not winter, so no point.
Well, I've come to the end of my show. My fucking team is losing by 7 points, so they need my undivided attention. And, you know, so I can rally them bitches back.
She's so funny.
Even. And I have to work on my new promo video. Now, we're going to be on Friday night, and the topic is going to be about that bisexual stuff. And, you know, we don't talk about a lot of shit. We're going to talk about a lot of shit. So, we're going to be back on Thursday. I mean, damn, Friday. I'm all fucked up in the game.
So, Friday. Can we maybe do 8 to 10 your time?
Yeah.
Okay, because my homeboy, Caress, at @caress214 on Twitter. He's having a birthday party, and he's part of Bowtie Gang. I am, too. That's who I actually did the photo shoot with. They're having a birthday party, him and JR, at Allure. So if you're from the Dallas area, please come out to Allure and celebrate Bowtie Gang style. It's going to be pretty dope. Good shit. So, yeah. You need to be here, Chuck. Like, for real, for real.
I'll be there in spirit.
Bitch, that ain't good enough. That ain't good enough.
I'll send
a picture to Chica. Oh, man. Chica.
Yeah.
Well, at least she ain't lying. At least she ain't lying, y'all. I said she coming.
Yeah,
at least she ain't lying.
I'll send a picture to Chica. You want me to autograph it? I
think
that
is a no. Dahlia. We lost her.
Huh?
We lost Dahlia.
What?
She's there.
Oh, Dahlia.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, y'all. This shit kind of got me kind of gone.
She sent me a picture of Chica, said. She sent me a picture of Chica, and she autographed it for you. You want it?
Well,
you want it?
I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with this, Dolly a blow up doll because you know my measurements is getting right. But see the thing is my doll has to be a squirter like me. It has to be very on point. But sure, if you want to send me a picture of your vagina, that's perfectly fine.
Don't be shy.
So, little child, I'm saying, she a squirter. I mean, y'all should discuss that. I mean, you try to suck dick. Can she have a squirt? You feel me?
Share squirting moments, make a water show or something?
Yeah, I mean, she got you on the phone, she had late balls and shit. Child, she got a squirt. You know what I mean?
What in the hell am I
going to
do with
this DA? I know, right? That nigga in the bag right now.
I mean, Chuck's, she's seen my body parts. She's seen my body.
You did, Chuck?
Yeah. Right, Chuck? Huh? You've seen my body parts. Not like, you know.
She seen Chica?
She ain't seen anything important.
No,
I haven't seen Chica.
No, I'm sad she seen your Chica.
Lord.
I guess not, then.
Well, mine is named Juicy Waterfalls. That is the name that it got.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't y'all trade pictures? And I'm saying we can discuss that on the next show. How about that one?
Look at him.
You said trade pictures?
Yeah, she send her one a chicken autograph it. You send her one a Juicy Waterfall autograph it. We can
kind
of converse
on Friday.
Well,
I mean, what I'm supposed to say, oh, looks cool. Like... Oh, wow. That's different.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to. Huh?
We don't compare the two. We'll just compare the two, that's all. Let me be the judge.
Would it make me gay if she sent the picture and I was like, oh, that's cute? I don't want to respond the wrong way and be like, oh, that's what's up. And then she'd be like, well, bitch, that's rude. Like, you know, Chuck is my girl. Like, I mean, we've all seen ugly vaginas. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, just be honest.
Knowing Chuck, she takes good care of her shit. Like, you know?
You'll never know if you see it. You got to see it first. You gotta see it first, ma. You're trying to pre-judge shit. You gotta see it first. just send the pictures. That's all you gotta do. It's not hard.
You see this? I'm getting forced to look at a vagina that's not my own. I mean,
well, nah, I'm saying, send her yours too, though. I mean, it's even trade.
Look at that. I'm so stressed out.
Juicy Waterfall for Chica.
Okay, I'm not fucking. I'm getting the hell off the phone.
I'm gonna send you mine like it's a Christmas picture. It's gonna have snowman in the back, a Christmas
stupid
tree, and some ornaments. How about that?
Yo, Chop, what's that conference call, Chop?
I'm I'm gonna call P tonight at the where she's at, and what is your schedule like tonight?
Hit me, I'm up. Hit me, I'm up.
Okay, matter of fact, as soon as I get off here, I'll call her, and then I guess I'll just call you on three-way.
All right, so Dahlia, listen. So come Friday, I want you to know, them pictures being there by Friday. All right, pictures by Friday. For real. Yo, Chuck.
Yes.
Show a chica. Yo, look, one time, right? Chuck had posted on Twitter, right? A picture, I mean, she had the whole Twitter going crazy, yo.
That's what I'm saying. Like I've seen her pussy. Like,
but she ain't seen yours though. That's not fair.
How's that not fair? I mean, her hair was in the way. I didn't get to like see the whole thing. Like,
no,
you know?
Chop. Post that one you had, Chop, on there. Post that one you had last time. She had one on Twitter. Yo, they had women calling like, yo, who was that? Women was like going crazy over her.
I gotta go find it. You
know, Who was that girl? That manager for Young Money, she was going crazy for that shit. She's like, yo, I saw a chop on there.
My God.
Remember her?
Speaking of, K.I. hit me up the other night and said that she's a fraud and an artist is too ready to expose her on Twitter. Short dogs don't fuck with her no more or nothing.
Wow.
Not with me.
Yo, she definitely... She was like, yo, I saw a chalk pussy. Was that really her pussy? I said, yeah, that's her. They said, for real, is that really her? I said, that's her. They couldn't, yo, I mean, real talk, Juicy Waterfalls, this shit was off the chain, yo. I was like, damn, look at chalk. It was posted for real. It was straight posted, yo. Find that picture and send that picture to Juicy Waterfalls, all right?
I'm going to text you, Jack.
She'll text you, check a picture.
I said I'm going to text you.
All right.
Yeah, I can text you.
Tune in on Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Chocolate City Radio with Dahlia, Talk Mommy, and Mr. D.A. Retarded Ass is going to be somewhere lurking.
Yeah,
I'm right here watching for real.
Are you still at the airport, first of all?
Yeah, I was still there for a couple
of
hours.
He had to fucking whorehouse wait for his turn. They had to check his credit card.
She crazy as a motherfucker.
Y'all
are
the worst.
Yo, we love y'all, hear me? See you on Friday. All right, chat, call me.
I love
Friday,
you.
Be good.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Where being me is just so fucking hard. men, I swear, being me is just so fucking hard. So, I am on the set with seven...
I found it from the studio, but when I uploaded it to YouTube, it was some kind of distortion. I don't know if I'm going to get the kids downstairs. No, that. Actually, looking at the game. Oh, my goodness. Nah. I feel like a cartoon character right now. Y'all never mess your toes up on a deal, of course. Huh? Now what are you doing? Wow, like you taking all these pictures on Instagram, I think I'm just really. I got a question for you, and this is something that you never discussed with me. How much do you charge to host mixtapes? Because somebody sent you an email about hosting a mixtape that's going to be on Coast to Coast or something like that. You hate doing it? Why you don't like posting mixtapes? Really? What am I going to do with you? Yeah. You hate doing drops? I can tell because I haven't got mine yet. Most of the drops for the artists that have come on my show that have iPhones, they send them from their phone, and it's good. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Okay.